This is iScience Radio
News.
Hi everyone, I'm Julia, filling in for Madeline as news editor for iScience, and I'm here with Gina from the news team to give you a short roundup of the hot topics this week.
First up, the mystery source of a proton spin has been found. Researchers have confirmed that some of the subatomic particle's spin comes from a frothing sea of quarks and antiquarks inside of the proton. The new result was made by slamming protons together at a particle accelerator in New York called the Relativistic Heavy Iron Collider. The researchers were surprised to find that a rare type of antiquark adds more to the proton spin than one of the more common types of antiquarks.
Next, 71-year-old Jo Cameron finally knows why she has lived a virtually pain-free life. Researchers in London found two mutations in her genetic code that together suppress pain and anxiety, expedite healing, and cause forgetfulness. One mutation in a gene called FA is relatively common in the population, but the other is a previously unheard-of deletion in a nearby gene the researchers have named FA out. Though not the only person in the world who does not feel pain, this combination of genes is what makes Ms. Cameron's case unique. Researchers hope that studying FA out will provide insights into the pain system and eventually lead to the creation of more effective pain interventions.
And finally, NASA had hoped to make history this week with the first ever all-female team of astronauts taking part in a spacewalk, but the plan has been scrapped. It turned out that both women need a medium-sized spacesuit, but only one was available. The complication arose because in space, without the force of gravity, even an adult can grow up to 3 inches taller, causing the spacesuit astronaut Anna McLean took with her to no longer fit. She stayed behind as Christina Koch did the spacewalk with a male colleague. It seems history will have to wait.
And that's all we've got time for here. Tune in next week for more science news.